For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. South Korean President Moon Jae-in held a surprise second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in an apparent move to convince Kim to hold his scheduled summit with President Trump in June. The meeting between Moon and Kim, which was held in the DMZ, attempted to revamp the on-again, off-again summit between Trump and Kim. After canceling the summit on Thursday, President Trump hinted on Friday it could take place on June 12th in Singapore as planned.
Now, we'll see what happens. It could even be the 12th. We're talking to them now.
Behind-the-scenes planning for what would be a historic meeting continues as all parties are now speaking again. A team of White House staffers is said to begin laying groundwork this weekend. South Korea's president had said Trump's decision to cancel the planned summit left him perplexed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Holiday weekend travel is more expensive this year than last for drivers. Most people feel there's nothing you can do about it. The highest Memorial weekend gas prices in 4 years.
The difference in a tank of gas for me is like $5 or $6, so it's not really a deal breaker at the moment.
I could afford it, yeah, but I don't like it.
The average national gas price this week was $2.93 per gallon, 50 cents higher than a year ago. A student was taken into custody after a shooting at an Indiana middle school that left a teacher and a student with gunshot wounds. Noblesville Police Chief Kevin Jewitt says the emergency procedures in place worked.
We work very closely with the Noblesville schools. We always have. We've got very, very carefully planned procedures. They immediately went into place. They were working when I got here, and they continued to work throughout the incident.
He says the student who opened fire asked to be excused, then returned with two handguns. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Skyrocketing gas prices are on everyone's last nerve lately, as USA Radio's Rick Vincent explains.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey renewed his call for President Donald Trump to address rising gas prices as he delivered this week's Democratic address.
Instead of keeping our oil here to benefit American families and ensure our energy security, we are sending it overseas to benefit foreign nations like China.
The Massachusetts Democrat contended that Americans are now paying an estimated $350 more per year to fill up their vehicles than when Trump took office. Markey attributed that increase in part to what he called the president's incoherent foreign policy, such as Trump's decision to withdraw the United States from the Iran nuclear deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The number of structures destroyed by Kilauea's volcanic lava climbed to 82 on Friday as firefighters go door-to-door in Leilani Estates, urging residents to leave. Authorities expect that number to increase as eruptions continue on Kilauea's Lower East Rift Zone. The U.S. Marine Corps sent two helicopters to help with evacuations if necessary, as hundreds of those already evacuated watch and wait. On Monday, the Hawaii Volcano Observatory warned of lays, or lava haze, produced when the hot lava reacts to the cold seawater, bringing a dense plume of steam, hydrochloric acid, and fine shards of glass into the air. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.